Happy April, everyone. This is Ellen Marie, your host for Motivation for Life. I wanted to get on here and share a word for the month of April. I was thinking and meditating on something, and I wanted to share a transparent moment, and maybe it'll help someone else, you know, who feels the same way. Maybe you have been feeling like, God, what are you doing? You know? And so I wanted to share a message about honoring the gifts that God placed on the inside of you. And a lot of times, you know, especially for prophets and seers and, you know, people who dream a lot or God shares things with you, we oftentimes try to hide our gifts, right? I know I did and still do. I still kind of do. And it's because, you know, you don't want to scare people. You don't want to, you know, be ostracized as we often are at times, right? And I'll share a transparent moment. This is going to be a transparent, vulnerable message. And hopefully it'll help someone who listens to me, who has the same gift as I do, to honor the gift God has placed on the inside of you. It's for a purpose. It's for a reason. People need you. God needs you, okay? And a lot of times when I was younger, the gift was operative, right? In my life, I didn't really understand what was going on, but even my mother would look at me like big-eyed, you know, crazy, like, oh my God, you know what I mean? And my great-grandmother, I honor her so much. I love her so much because she knew who I was. Okay. And so she would just, you know, teach me things that I didn't know she was teaching me at a very young age, you know. And now that I'm older, I kind of understand what we were doing. You know, sometimes we would sit literally quietly. We would just sit together and not say a word. And I enjoyed it. You know, with the chaos that was going on in my life at the time, I guess I enjoyed being with my great-grandmother because sometimes we would just sit and, you know, play the word of God just all day. And we would just sit together, you know. And now I do that now. I sit quietly often, you know, just so that I can hear. And I didn't know that that's what she was teaching me at that time, you know, to be able to sit quietly so that you can hear God, you can hear. She would tell me different things, you know, if you see certain things, you know, spirits, tell them to go into the light, go into the light, Carolyn, you know, go ahead and go on now. You know, there is so much depth to the spirit realm that I think that many people, Christians, are not ready to experience. We want the power of God. We want to see it move in our lives. We want the healing power of God. We want the miracles. We want God to move in our finances, you know, get us a house, get us a car, you know, different things like that. But we are unaware, many of us are unaware of the spirit realm, actually, what it is, how it moves, how it's operating. There's so much depth, so much that I could share. I'm not going to share it today, that God has shared with me that I've seen, different things of that nature. And so oftentimes as I was growing up, I would try to just hide who I was, you know, just hide the gift, try not to be prophetic, you know, try not to speak any future events, okay? if you can. And unfortunately, it was not easy for me to do that, because sometimes it would just come out naturally and I couldn't stop it. You know what I mean? It was just like, okay, it just happened. And I couldn't change it. I couldn't stop it, you know? I used to be nervous about the power that moved through me because I couldn't control it. You know, when the Spirit of God is moving through you, sometimes you can't control it, right? And there were times that I just couldn't control it. So I really did stifle it. I tried to really hold back from operating that way, even though I've seen myself doing things and preaching and all this kind of stuff. And, you know, but I held myself back because my desire is for the people of God to truly turn their hearts toward God. Honestly, that is what I would like to see. And even for us Christians, right, who believe God, to truly turn our hearts toward God and not be afraid of his power, not be afraid of the truth. And that's another message. I'm not going to do that today. That's another message. You know, don't be afraid of the truth of God. You know, we only know a small piece of who he is. We don't even know the fullness of God. We only have a little bit, and we get revelations as he shares it with us a bit by bit, you know. And I'm grateful for that he desires to share with us revelation and, you know, just some knowledge, some understanding, so we can know what is going on, how we need to move, how we need to flow in this life while we're here, you know. And I just want to encourage someone who has these gifts. You know, God talks to you, he shows you things, you're a dreamer, you know, he reveals things to you. And even those who seemingly can't control it, I would say as you get older, it becomes easier. You learn more, and oftentimes God honestly teaches you more. He does, you know, and you'll understand more. And don't let anyone disrespect the gift that God has placed on the inside of you, especially the prophet's gift, especially when you know when God speaks to you, when you know you hear him. Sometimes people will try to do the opposite of what God has said, thinking that they're hurting you when they're only hurting themselves. As if you gain anything from speaking the word of God in your life that's for you. And whether it's a warning, you know, people want those good words, right? That's the thing. They want to hear, I'm going to get a house, car. You're going to bless me with millions of dollars and everything's going to be fantastic. And sometimes they love those words, right? But when it's a warning, when God says, listen, you need to move, you need to shift, you need to do this, you need to do this because of this, and you don't want to hear it. So you try to do the opposite because you don't want to hear that type of word. You only hurt yourself in the long run. You don't hurt the messenger because, you know, to be honest, you know, real prophets are not gung-ho to just be giving you a word all the time. I mean, honestly, I'm laughing, you know, because it's like, I mean, honestly, you know, it's like we want to give good words, but sometimes that's just not what it is, you know. And I think even for me, because I still kind of hold back, and this platform has helped me to be able to share, you know, what God has been sharing with me. So I'm so grateful. I'm so grateful for those who listen to me, whatever I have to say. And, you know, we don't always get it right. That's another thing, right? We don't always get it right. But we do our best to listen to instruction and wisdom so that we can get it right, right? You know, all of us, regardless of the gift that God has placed on the inside of you, we all do that. At least we try to, if we really want God's will for our lives, right? We will do that. We will try to do that. And that's beautiful. I think that, you know, God loves that, you know, He loves faith. He loves when we try to really follow His will. You know, we gain nothing by not following God's will and purpose. He'll allow us to have whatever it is we want. I'm sorry, I laugh a lot, but I'm just thinking about something. You know, He'll allow us to have us what we, you know, what we want. You know, but if it aligns with what He desires for us too, you know, it's kind of like, then we done partnered with God, right? We need to be partners with God. We need to just, you know, really, you know, that's my ace boom. You feel me? I'm a rock with Him. I'm a stick beside Him. Everything, right? And so that's where we should try our best to be in this life. As we keep moving forward, we need to try to be friends with God. Oh, my goodness. Friends with the Most High. Friends with Jesus. You feel me? I love that. I love that so much. And so no one is perfect. You know, we don't always get it right, right? But we try, and we need to keep trying. Keep trying, keep leaning in to God and what He would have you to do in this life. I am a person, I'm still leaning in to these things, you know. And it's only because, you know, when as I've gotten older, it's gotten stronger for me. And it's almost as if I cannot deny it anymore. And I don't want to, you know. It's, you know, it's a part of me gaining even more confidence in who I am, that if that time should come, I would be ready, you know. And so that is where I am in my walk. My journey is honoring who I am, who God made me to be. And if someone doesn't accept it, or they're afraid or whatever, then it is what it is. You know, I have nothing to do with that. I can't change that or fix how someone else feels about who I am. I have to honor who God made me to be. And I'm doing it. I'm doing it every day. Every day. Oh my gosh. You know, doing my best. Doing my best. And I want you to do your best. I want you to honor who God made you to be. You know, just honor it. Just, you know, continue to press in. Continue to seek understanding and wisdom and knowledge. And just, you know, try your best to be obedient, to surrender to Him, you know, to rock with Him. You know, if you got to say, okay, God, what we doing? You feel me? If you got to be like, what we doing? What are we doing today, tomorrow? What we doing? Then do that. You know, God will allow you. I did something recently, and God allowed it to just flow. It never used to flow for me, this situation, and God just allowed it to flow. So keep aligning with God, keep loving on Him, and all will be well. Have a beautiful week, guys. This is Ellen Marie, your host for Motivation Rely. Have a great day.